Scientists have observed for some time that as we age, we often lose a certain dexterity, both mentally and physically. In fact, experts say, by the time we're in our 60s, most of us have slowed down by as much as 50%. But researchers report in this month's Journal of Experimental Psychology that age may not necessarily have the effect scientists once thought. NPR's Wendy Schmelzer has the details.
Numerous musicians well into old age continue performing for audiences. Vladimir Horowitz, playing here, gave concerts and made albums while in his 80s. Just days before his death in 1989, he was still working on this recording. He was 86. Florida State University psychologist Anders Ericsson wondered how these older musicians accomplish these feats while the rest of us show the normal wear and tear of aging.
Aging typically seems to limit the speed and the delicacy of movements. So if we look at older people doing very rapid actions like those involved in piano playing, it would seem like it would be very hard as you get older to do that.
Ericsson and a colleague from Germany's Max Planck Institute recruited 48 pianists, 24 amateurs, and 24 experts. Now, in each of these groups, half the musicians were about 25, the other half in their early 60s. The team first tested the pianists on several general tasks, standard tests that researchers use to evaluate the effects of aging, like how fast an individual can make judgments or process information. The younger musicians, both amateurs and experts, fared better on these tests than did any of the older pianists. All the older musicians showed normal age-related declines. But then Ericsson tested skills related to piano playing, those involving music and rhythm. The pianists also played several musical selections with various rhythms, sometimes two-handed, sometimes each hand playing a different rhythm. And the musicians also played this Bach prelude. Our version was played by a youngish Glenn Gould. Several British musicians judged the pianist's virtuosity, not knowing who was young or old, who was amateur or expert. A computer analyzed the quantitative aspects of the performance. It wasn't hard, though, Ericsson says, to figure out who the experts were. Young or old, the experts always performed better than the amateurs on the musical tasks. But when the researchers looked closely at the data, they also noticed that older amateurs played less well than younger amateurs.
For the amateurs, we actually saw a clear age decline, consistent with the kind of decline that they showed on the standardized tests. But for the experts, we did not see that clear decline.
The older experts, it turns out, were able to preserve their musical skills, but only with what Ericsson calls deliberate practice. Now, this is not just ordinary amateur practice several times a week. These older experts practiced about 10 hours a week, even with their years of experience and their heavy performance schedules. And they continuously set challenging goals. They devoted more hours to their music, Ericsson says, than even the younger experts.
And the amount of practice that they had in their 60s now seemed to be correlating to their ability to maintain their skill level. So even individual differences in practice were starting to become important at that age.
Still, says Georgia Institute of Technology psychologist and aging researcher Timothy Salthaus, we don't yet understand what these older pianists were acquiring when they engaged in deliberate practice.
We think that there are different ways that people can achieve a goal. And if you're a young person, you may rely on some mechanisms that change as you get older so that you rely on somewhat different mechanisms. We know that that occurs in athletes. A young professional quarterback may scramble, may run more often than an older one. And I think the same kinds of things occur in cognitive abilities. There is some evidence in typing that older typists tend to rely more on looking farther ahead of the particular character they're typing in order to achieve the same speed as a younger typist.
With Ericsson's study, Salthaus asks, is the deliberate piano practice preventing an age-related decline or leading to an alternative means of achieving the goal, like with those older typists? What we do know, though, says Ericsson, is that even with age, the body remains incredibly adaptive. And when motivation is high, here with these older expert pianists, it's performing in public and continuing to make a living, there seems to be a strong drive to find a way to make things work. In Los Angeles, I'm Wendy Schmelzer.